Dvarim is Godol. It's more Chamur than the Isserai Nas Mamai. Shezen Nemar by Vyaresa Me'alikecha, Vizet Loi Nemar by Vyaresa Me'alikecha. Pasuk Yudalid, which is discussing Ainas Mama and says Altoinu Ishes Achiv. Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah adds two words. V'loisoinu Ishes Amisai, V'yoresa Me'alikecha. V'yoresa Me'alikecha suggests that there's something very chomor about this lois asay. The Torah mentioned v'yoresa me'alekecha by the iser einas dvarim. It didn't mention it by the iser einas. Mamun das Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai that gadol einas dvarim einas mamun. Rabbi Laza said that it's true that einas dvarim is gadol einas mamun. You know, I know that not from the words v'yoresa me'alekecha, but it's common sense. Zeb gufay v'zeb mamunay einas mamun. You're affecting the person in his wallet. Einas dvarim, you're affecting his guf. Certainly, that's mochamer. Anachmeni amar zeh nitin liyishavim v'zeh lo nitin liyishavim. You know, I know that gadol einas dvarim einas mamun because einas mamun. There's a way to make the person from whom you took whole. You could always give him the shtus or the yesemi shtus. You could always give him back the difference. As opposed to einas dvarim, it's lo nitin liyishavim. It's very difficult to give him back his respect or whatever it is that you took from him. Thus said Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, it's for that reason that gadol einas dvarim ma'einas mamin. The Marsha says regarding what Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason or the makar that einas dvarim is gadol einas mamin is shezen nema b'vireis melekecho. Says the Marsha that he believes that this is related to a gemara Masechtas Bava Kama daf ayin tes amud beis, a well-known gemara, a gemara that we talked a lot about when we learned Masechtas Bava Kama. We know the halacha is that if somebody steals, he's a gazlan. He has to return the gzeilah. If somebody is a ganav, in addition to returning the keren that you stole, you have to add kefil. Says the Gemara, why was the Torah more machmer to the ganav? He has to pay kefil, and in some instances, even dalad v'hei, more than the gazlin. Rabbi Yechon and Zaki told us, Talmidim, zeh hishva kfoid eved l'kfoid koinoi. V'zeh loy hishva kfoid eved l'kfoid koinoi. The gazlin lumped HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with everybody else in the same bucket. As opposed to the ganav, he actually showed more chashivos to the hamoinan than he did to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason is because a gazlan is somebody that's vayigzal hachomes miyad ha-mitzri. He goes in broad daylight and he steals. So that person is not concerned about what Hashem is thinking. He's also not concerned about what people are thinking. He's just not interested. He doesn't care. He knows what he wants and he's going to get it no matter what it takes. The ganav is someone that steals cunningly. He steals when nobody's looking, meaning he's afraid of people noticing. He's afraid of the authorities. He's afraid of Kvoy Devet. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's not afraid of. When a person shows that he's afraid of the Evet, but he's not afraid of Hashem, that's something that's more chomer. As Yechav and Zaki concluded, Kaviyachal asa ayin shal mata kilu inay roya, va'ozen shal mata kilu inay shemas, and it's for that reason that the ganav has to pay kefil, whereas the gazan does not have to pay kefil. Says the Marsha, you have the same exact nekuda when it comes to Einas Mamoin. The person doesn't care. He doesn't care about Hashem. He's going to overcharge. He also doesn't care that people may find out that he overcharged, and as a result, he's going to look bad in the eyes of people. It's not something that he's very concerned with. As opposed to einas dvarim, that's an avera where people don't really know, because how does a person know what he's thinking? The Gemara had said earlier on the Omid, it's a dover amos of a leif. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu really knows what the person is thinking. Meaning, he's sensitive maybe to einas mamon because he doesn't want to look bad in the eyes of people. He just doesn't care what Hashem is thinking. He's like the ganev, who's kaviyachal osa ayin shomata kilo inay rav, oizin shomata kilo inay shemas, and it's for that reason his oinish is more chomer, just like the ganev's oinish is more chomer. We learned Bava Kama, we spoke out some nice tidbits regarding this idea. Just to go through it very quickly, number one, the Ben Yoyada says it's for that reason that in the Aseres Hadibris it says v'signoiv, and it doesn't say v'sigzoil. It's because ganev is more chomer than gzeila, and that's why in the Aseres Hadibris we mentioned the isser ganev. We spoke out some raid at the time that the leisignav that's mentioned in Aseres Hadibris doesn't mean gnevas moment. It's talking about kidnapping. And in fact, there's a discussion in the Poiskim whether somebody who kidnaps Gizela, not Geneva, is he going to be Chayiv Misa, or maybe he in fact won't be Chayiv Misa. Another interesting thing that we spoke about, and this was Shabbos Nachamu when we spoke it out, and that's the Haftorah of Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoimer, Lekechem, Dabro, Alev, Yerushalayim, Vekiru, Eileh, Ki Molot Tzva, Ki Nirtza, Avoyne, Ki Lokcha, Meyad, Hashem, Ki Flayim, Bechol, Tat, So the Navi says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Nachamu, Nachamu. A double washing. Why? Ki lakcha miyad Hashem keflayim b'chol chatisel. Because Klal Yisrael were punished. Kefel, keflayim b'chol chatisel. And that's why the Navi says, nachamu, nachamu, a lashon of kefel. Rashi says that, how do you understand it? Why would Hashem punish kefel? Hashem always punishes mida k'neged mida. So Rashi says, ulefi pshuta yitochin lefarish, ki lakcha puronios keflayim. How does that make sense? Says Rashi, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Dezayin, pasuk Yotches. That sometimes Hashem pays kefil. But the question is why? Why would this be the instance where Hashem would have paid kefil? So we suggested that it's maybe based on a pasuk in Yirmiyah, a pasuk that the Gemara Darshan in Masechet Tainis Daf Hei Amud Aleph, describing the state of the union at the time of the Churban. Kishtayim rois osa ami. Klal Yisrael did two averus. Oisi oz v'makar ma'im chayim. They went away from me, Hashem says. I'm a makar ma'im chayim. Lachtziv lehem boiris boiris nishbarim asher lo yechilu ha'mayim. They gave up Hashem for boiris boiris nishbarim. And the Gemara says that it's achas, it's one avera, shehishtayim. Because there's two sides to the coin. One side of the coin is they gave up Hashem, the makar ma'im chayim. The other side of the coin is, who did they give him up for? Lachzos lehem boirois, boirois nishbarim. And I was thinking that it could be, this is Mamash Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh's idea in Masechtas Bava Kama, that Vayin Tesamut Beis. They were concerned about the boirois, boirois nishavim. They're worried about what people are going to be thinking. But they're not worried about Hashem. They're not worried about the makar ma'im chayim. That's the achas shehishtayim, and it's for that they got kefil. Just like the ganev who pays kefil. When he gives up, he's ozvu makar ma'im chayim lachsav lehem boiris boiris nishbam. So the tashlumei kefil that Klal Yisrael had to pay at the time of the Churban could be is meshach shaychi to the kefil that every ganav has to pay. Why kefil? It's one avera, but it's achash yishkula kishtayim, like the Gemara says in Tainas Daf Hei Amud Aleph. What's the shtayim? Oisi ozvu makar ma'im chayim lachsav lehem boiris boiris nishbam asher lo yachilu ha'mayim. But either way, that's the marsha's bir niflo in this Gemara right here, where the Gemara says that the reason I know as mamoin is not as chomer as I know as dvarim. The oimik advarim is that when a person shows that he's just not thinking a gate on a cheshbon, that's one thing. But when you start making cheshbonis, you make a calculation, you put together a spreadsheet, and Hashem is just not anything that you factor into consideration, that's more chomer. That's something that's manifest by nos dvarim. It's not something that's manifest by nos.